Time for a bit of blind DIY, and what's that, I hear you say? Well, blind Dave, Dave Healy, he's an expert. He even does DIY in his dressing gown, I believe.
Yeah, who's been talking to you? And I was not, I was in my tracky bottom. Hey, that was a great record to start, Rory. All I need is one of you or something. Hey, I could do with that. I could do with a good electrician, I could do with a good plumber.
I thought you were talking about me.
Well, you know, a good presenter would be good as well.
So it's your first week back in the new house? Well, good in the new
mate.
House.
Yeah, we're in, and, you know, there's boxes and more boxes for me to fall over. I'm still finding door frames and doors. I'm still finding tables where we've put them and they shouldn't be. But other than that, mate, it's fantastic. I've got bruises, I've got cuts, but I'm getting on with it.
How different is the new house layout to the old house?
It is quite different, to be fair, because I mean we sort of designed the house when we had the extensions on the old house. We sort of designed it to suit ourselves. You know what I mean? I mean, I could go from front door to back door, passing through one only other door. When I come in the front door here, I go in about three doors, and there's doors everywhere. So. But it's interesting, and I'm getting there. If the doorbell goes, it's quite a rush to get to it because I had to take my time.
How long does it take you, though, to actually get yourself out of the old Hobbit patterns? You want to be in them.
The old Hobbit. I mean, yeah, I'm getting there, sorry. As Deborah said, she has noticed for once in my life I've had to slow down because I am like a bull at a gate. But no, I'm getting there slowly, you know. I do tend to get, because coming out of the kitchen into the sort of hallway, there's two doors that are quite close, and I went to go on my computer last night, and I turned in, and I thought, hang on a minute, it's a soft set here. Yeah. I'd missed the first door and got the second door, you know, so it is putting smiles on a few faces.
How many bathrooms have you got then?
Oh, we've got a bathroom upstairs, but we've got what will be a bathroom downstairs off the utility, which will be great, you know, toilet, sink, and we're having it. There was a shower, we're having a new shower. That'll come in handy, actually, with all the running. And if any of the lads come in, you know, and they want a quick shower, it's downstairs, it's in the utility, so it'd be great, that will.
So you were doing some skirting this morning, I believe.
I was indeed. I'll tell you the one thing, though, Si. We've got room for five cars on the blooming drive at the front. It's all right having five cars on there, but blind Dave does tend to get lost a lot on there. I've been in the next door neighbour's garden three times. But, not with the skirting.
No,
Deb said, we've got the bathroom finished. She said, I'm going to paint, so I need some skirting on. So, I've got me sort of... My workshop is not organised as of yet. I had a gentleman come to hopefully sort out the roof or my little problem with water soaking away, and I'm hoping that's sorted so I can now get all my tools back on the wall in the relevant racks, in the holes, in the slots. But at the moment it's workable. Gary Donkey, he put some electrics in for me, so I've got power saws and stuff. I put the skirting in, 4-inch skirting, cut it, trimmed it. What am I trying to say, Simon?
I don't know. Did you mitre them at the corners?
That's the word I was looking for. Do you know, I couldn't think of that word there.
Mm-hmm.
And I've mitred them all. And I took them up because I always have a dry run first to see that it all, you know, fits nicely. And I was quite surprised at myself. And I've put 5 pieces of skirting on in the bathroom, mitred. And when I placed them there just on the dry run, I thought, you know what, I'm quite chuffed with that. So I then took them back down the old workshop, as you do. I pre-drilled holes for screws to go through, for me to drill through. I sanded them up and went back up, drilled to the wall, screws, raw plugs, screwed them in. And to be honest with you, my worst critic then came into the bathroom, our Deb, and I said, I'm quite chuffed with them mitres, Dave. I said, I don't think I'm going to have to put any
plastic wood or something?
No. We use the decorator's chalk, cork.
Mm.
And it's quite good. And she said, I'm going to have to put very, very little in this. Their mitres have come out very good. So I got a gold star today.
Well, well done. A lot of people are sitting at home going, what's a mitre? And a mitre is obviously when you do the angle, isn't it, the corner?
Yeah, I mean, when you go into a corner, it's either an external corner or an internal corner, and mostly it's internal, and you put a 45-degree cut on the corner so that when two pieces of timber come together, obviously there is that, there's that mitre, what would you call it in layman's, like a slant, like a, you know, like a rip, isn't it? So that when the two pieces of wood come together, it hopefully forms the one. So,
and,
yeah.
And you use a thingy for that, don't you? An actual guide to actually do it.
Well, I haven't used a guide on this one because
what?
On my power saw, I've got the facility to turn the blade through 45 degrees at whatever degree I want, you know, up to 45. So I just set the power saw at 45, which is an automatic 45, so I can't go wrong then, can I? And it is just a matter of then just setting up a little stop to make sure that my timber, you know, goes under the blade correctly. Health and safety, Simon, health and safety. Fingers are out of the way. Wood's there secure. Drop the chop saw and, you know what? Hey, presto, it's a... And with the power saw that I have got, it gives a nice cut. So it's just an element of fine sanding, and hey, presto.
And it's a good point, that, actually, to make sure the wood is secure as well, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. I mean, you know, because when you're cutting, I find when I'm using the chop saw or the push-through saw, it's not so bad if you're just doing a straightforward cut, because... You know, you put the wood in, you drop the blade through, there's no problem. But it is a little bit more difficult when you're doing on the 45 because the blade tends to come to either towards you or, you know, away, and it's a little difficult to hold the wood. So, yeah, if you can hold the wood in, you know, secure, I normally drop a little G-clamp over it. And, yeah, it holds it there nicely.
So you're going to paint it or varnish it or clear
well,
or what?
I've screwed this to the wall, and the reason that I've screwed it and only countersunk it is because Debbie's going to paint it. So normally, if it was going to be stained or varnished, what I would do is tend to put a dowel hole in first, then drill, so that I've got the facility to put a 3/8 dowel in afterwards on top of the screw, so you don't see the screw hole at all. And then if it's sanded then and varnished, you will see the ring of the dowel. That's all you will see. So
You're off and running then?
Yep, I'm up and running, mate. I've got my workshop running. I won't say it's proper, but it's running, so it allows me. Now that my roof, hopefully, touch wood, you know, he's sort of hopefully, well, round secure now. I'm going to start putting all my tools and cupboard cabinets back on the wall. So, yeah. So in a couple of weeks' time, Simon, we can venture into the workshop and I'll sort of run you through, hopefully, where everything is, what's there, and you know what suits me, and it's there.
Well, I'll look forward to that. And as we know, being organised is a key to good DIY, especially if you have little or no sight. Being organised is even more important. And
definitely.
Dave will let you know about some of his tips. Now, just give us one of the ways we can get in touch, because we can get them all off that, can't we?
Oh, blimey, alrighty, yeah. I mean,
we'll be here all week otherwise.
I know, I was going to say, well, the best thing is to get to my website. If you go to my website, which is Blind Dave Healy, Healey, blindavehealy.co.uk, and the Facebook and the Twitter, and I'm now told the kids have put me on Instagram, whatever Instagram is.
Instagram?
Whatever, I don't know.
Instagram.
You know what? I just used to love the telephone boxes at the end of the street. I used to put 5p, 10p or in, and they used to make a call. It was ever so good.
I know, the good old ways, the traditional ways, they're all going.
Tell me about it, but they're coming back, Simon, because a lot of the old ways are, I hear today, that they're trying to reintroduce board games into the equation again, because they're fed up of kids talking on these phones and not communicating, so, hey!
Good luck with that.
Yep.
Good luck with that. That's virtual reality in itself.
Easy. Well, I'll have Park Lane in my face.
Dave Healy, always a pleasure to chat with you. Glad the new house is working out. And
yes.
We'll catch up next week.
Cheers, kiddo.
Take care.